shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
But if we're all going to talk about 9/11, why don't we talk about how not so much the
clearly, Dr. Seifel did not know how to work Facebook. Maybe a great...
I want you to meet me somewhere tonight.
Well, first of all, I think the president's problem is that he was born...
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch. Where we go through the looking glass to find it. And oftentimes, a couple of laughs along the way are found. Don Mixa joins us this hour to discuss cyberbullying. Don Mixa is a professor of engineering at the University of Washington. He's going to be with us to discuss this, I guess, high-tech bullying, cyberbullying, texting, and that kind of thing being on the rise. Representative Alan Grayson blames Bush for allowing 9/11 to happen. Affiliate spotlight tonight in Providence, Rhode Island, WSAR, 1480 AM. And in Syracuse, New York, WFBL, 1390 AM. Great to have you stations on the Phil Hendry Network. It's great to have you along the way. And if you guys go to philhendryshow.com, you can look at our affiliate list there. We've got affiliates for you all over the place. And a brand new classic podcast is up. Nice Camel Toe from Steve Bozell. This classic podcast on our homepage and downloadable there, as well as at iTunes. If you guys are plugged in over there, you can get it. So visit our website. We've got a live streaming video of the show happening right now as well, and lots of archives. 877-876-PHIL. Being bullied in cyberspace and sexting, S-E-X-T-I-N-G, are major problems for school-age kids. And parents need to be aware of this problem to protect them. According to experts, research suggests that as many as 25% of kids in the United States report being subjected to cyberbullying, which is the use of technological devices to deliberately harass or harm other people through email, text messaging, instant messaging, cell phones, and online social media. And coming on the line with us tonight to talk about this, is a man who is not a, he's not an elementary school teacher, but he does have kids in school. He is an educator, Don Mixa from the University of Washington up in Seattle. Don, how are you tonight?
Well, Phil, I couldn't be better. It's a Friday night, and very happy to be along the way.
So, Don, you have school-age kids. Now, your eldest boy is how old?
And he is my only son, Phil.
Oh, okay.
He's 13 years old.
13 years old, and you are very familiar with this thing called cyberbullying, sexting. You're familiar with this idea of high-tech bullying?
Well, Phil, that's a roundabout way of saying, yes, my son has been involved in that, and as I discussed with your staff before we went on the air, my son has, he takes after, I suppose you could say, his mother a little bit because she's got kind of an aggressive nature. I've always been the more congenial of the two of us, but he's got a very aggressive nature. And he has, yes, he has cyberbullied, if you want to call it that, sexting, emailing. He's also made videos. He is a very, he's a big kid, and he's a tough kid, and it is something we're not very proud of. We have asked him to not do it. We are also aware of the fact that as political progressives, which his mother and I are both progressive, we are liberal, and we vote the straight Democratic Party ticket. We're also aware of the fact that he is using a high-tech or a 21st century device in what he's doing. So that if he is, in point of fact, cyberbullying or pushing kids around or saying something dirty or nasty to a girl, he is doing it by way of his cell phone. And he's doing it by way of a iPhone, or he's doing it by way of his computer. So it is something that we can say, at least as progressive parents, we can say that at least he is availing himself of this kind of technology. And I think that's the most you can ask of yourself. And I think that's as a parent. And
all right, well, but I don't know that that makes any difference.
Okay. I'm willing to talk about that.
Well, I mean, you're a parent, and you're a progressive parent, a liberal parent, as you say, and that is all well and good. But your son has been sexting girls. He has made videos, and he has cyberbullied, right?
He has cyberbullied, yeah. But here is...
I mean, isn't that all right? Isn't that correct?
I don't know if that's correct, Phil. I know he's an aggressive kid. If you want to call it bullying, I guess you have to take into consideration who it is that's being bullied. But again, I'm not denying that that he has been aggressive in the way he's handled things. But I am also very proud of the fact that he is doing it by way of high-tech devices, and that is part of the fact that he has a couple of very progressive parents now.
But again, we're going back on this thing that he may be bullying kids, but he's doing it with his cell phone, and he's doing it with his... What other devices does he use?
Well, he has an iPhone.
All right, he has an iPhone. Does he have a computer, obviously?
He has a computer, yeah. He's got a computer. He's got two cell phones and an iPhone. And he uses the iPhone so that he can text, or I guess in this instance he's sexting, which of course we don't want him to do. And he sends videos, and he sends these messages, and he had sent a video of to a young lady of his of a private area of his body, which was immediately confiscated. And we went in and we talked to the school.
Now, he videoed himself naked.
Part of himself naked, yeah.
Okay. When this was discovered by the teacher, who discovered this?
Well, I believe the parents of the girl that received this discovered it, and we went over and we talked to them, and we said, well, look, you know. And I introduced myself as I'm a professor at the University of Washington, and her father was a, I don't know what he did, but it wasn't anything quite as significant as what I do, and I think that was not lost on him. And
I don't know what that means.
Well, what it means is, there's no point in making a big issue out of it if you can sit down and talk it out like adults, especially if you're talking to a man who has a higher pay grade, if you will, than you.
What does that mean?
I don't understand.
What does it mean? So you make more money than the girl's father. Your son sent her a video that was a sexual video. And I'm sure it frightened the girl.
I don't know, Phil. I don't know if it frightened her. I don't know if the father found it. And, she was enjoying it, for all I know. But I'm just saying, when I talked to the parents, and when my wife, Celia, and I both talked to the parents, we said, well, look, we can handle this a lot of different ways. I said, if you look at it, you know, it's not that big of a deal. I said, we're very progressive parents. We're very liberal. All right, it's my son, and he had his pants off.
Boy.
Well, I said, so, if it's a matter of money, and they said, well, so we handled it that way.
So you paid these parents money so that you wouldn't have to have your son arrested.
Well, he's not going to get arrested, Phil.
I don't know, maybe not arrested, but so you paid off these parents, and meanwhile your son continues to send these kinds of messages, correct?
You know, Phil...
Well, I mean, all I'm trying to do, I'm trying to establish here, Don, the reality here, because cyberbullying, and you're trying to say that it isn't so bad because he's using a cell phone, you know.
Well, we're proud of him that he's using a high-tech device because we stand for the future. We are progressive people. We're very liberal. You can bully a kid, or you can bully a kid by way of a text message, or you can bully a kid by way of a video. Now, this was a video that he took of his you-know-what, and he sent to the girl. Okay, great, enough said. But he did a piece for YouTube of a girl that he didn't like, and it was about a farm animal or something. I don't know what it was. It was very rude, and I told him I thought it was rude, but at the same time, it was very creative.
And, of a farm animal about a girl that he's in school with?
That is right, yeah. And I told him, I said, look, you know, you can't do this. I said, it's a very interesting video. But he had a pig oinking and rolling in the mud, and it had a picture of the girl and everything. The point that I'm trying to make, Phil, is this. I don't think, at the end of the day, the people who need to answer for this are the parents of the kid that's doing the bullying. I think people who need to answer this are the parents of the kid that's being so-called bullied, because nobody is standing up for my rights. No one's standing up for my son's rights. And as a progressive, I'm simply saying, hey, here's something in my son's corner. teachers bullying these kids using a cell phone.
But so what, man? So he's using a cell phone.
He's using an iPhone, I'm sorry.
He's using an iPhone. What difference does it make? He's still bullying them. He sent a video of his penis. Is that right? I mean, I don't know.
That is correct, yeah.
To some girl. Then he made a video of another girl with a pig. Now, you think that it's somehow a noteworthy...
Well, I don't know if it was a real pig, Phil, but he had a...
Well, it doesn't matter. You feel it's noteworthy that it's being done, this bullying is being done high-tech, and it's being done creatively, but it still is attacking these kids, and it has to be stopped. And when you were confronted by a couple of parents, you basically paid the family off.
Well, we paid them off, Phil. From this standpoint, we wanted to solve the problem. And I said, if you want the police, we can get the police. I said, can we solve this with a checkbook? And they took the checkbook. Who looks out for the rights of the parents whose kids are the so-called bullies? See, that's my point.
Who looks out for the rights of the parents of the kids who are the so-called bullies? Well, right now what you're saying...
That's what I asked.
Well, right now what you're saying is that your son and other kids that are cyberbullying are not that bad because at least they're doing it high-tech. And I don't see the difference at all. I see a new kind of bullying... I'm not saying that it's going to cause school shootings. I'm not one of those people. I'm not in that school of thought which says, hey, wow, the kid got bullied. He's going to turn around and get a gun. I don't believe that. I think the kids that pick up guns are far more disturbed than just getting bullied. They got a lot of bad stuff going on. But you're excusing your son here, Don. And I think it's troubling.
No, I'm not, Phil.
You're not excusing your son.
No, I am not excusing my son. I told my son that I wished he didn't do it. But I'm asking you, isn't it fair to say that there is a level of creativity in a child that's going to video, even if it's his, private area, and send it off, and there is a kind of a cinema verite creativity to that that I just love, and you're not willing to give him that break?
No, I'm not willing to give him that break. I don't think there's anything to turning on the video portion of a cell phone. Don Mixa from the University of Washington here on the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Should cyberbullying kids, are they a cut above the regular bullies? Are they a different kind of bully? Maybe they're not even a bully at all because they're not physically abusing. They are using cell phones and they are using computers. So maybe these kids are, in point of fact, not so much cyberbullies. They're just expressive kids. 877-876-PHIL. You heard Don, his son, sent the video to a girl. The kid had his pants off, videoing this, and sent it to a girl. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil. Welcome back here on this Friday night. Don Mixa from the University of Washington is with us. And we're talking about cyberbullying. Interesting story here in Health Day News, Don, that being bullied in cyberspace and sexting are major problems for school-age kids, and parents need to be aware of this to protect them, says an expert. You're here talking about your own son, who you admit is a cyberbully. He has his iPhone. You said he's got two other phones?
He has. I guess he's got a Nokia. He's got one other phone. But look, I want to jump in here. You got to let me jump in. When you are bullying another kid, you're doing a cyberbullying job, what have you. I told my son that the best thing to do is to, if you're going to, let off a little bit of steam. And, these kids, Phil, they're learning how to do the business of the future. This is how business is done. It's done over the iPhone. It's done over the computer. So that if you have a young man who's... he says to a girl that he thinks she's a pig or some childish thing. Is that much different than how we conduct business today? And as a progressive, as a liberal, I would tell you that there's a lot worse language going on between men and women in the business world than there is right now in the high school arena.
Oh, come on, Don. I don't want to get into that kind of nonsense. We're talking about kids, okay?
I don't believe it's nonsense at all, Phil. If you're talking about tell kids that, look, here's the thing. When I talk to a parent and their kid has been bullied by my son, I say to my son, make sure that it's a young person who is perhaps their parents need something. We've solved more problems taking parents out on our boat, take them over to Bainbridge Island, and they go over to Pike's Fish Market, and they look at the fish, and you know, the next thing you know, they're happy. So I don't think it's that big of a deal to a lot of these parents.
Well, you've been buying off some of these people. That's what I heard you say. You got a checkbook out, you know, and you got your boat out.
I don't call it buying them off. I mean, I ask them, what will it take?
And then you take them on a boat ride. All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to go to some phone calls here and see what folks are saying about this idea of cyberbullying. Leslie in Redding, California, listening on KCNR. Hello, Leslie. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Mixa.
Hello.
Oh, good evening to you, ma'am.
Hi.
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 I really think that the gentleman you're speaking to needs some serious help himself. For him to think that just because the bullying is being done via iPhone or something like that is just sick. He's going to raise a monster.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that we have business being done on iPhones right now. Leslie, if you got a man who works for a major corporation, and he's talking to a woman, she's in New York, and he says, you know something, you're acting like a pig.
I understand.
I mean, is that different from what these young people are going to do?
It's totally different. Yeah. What you're talking about is condoning a terrible action by your son, and then you are definitely buying people off, you know, so that your son doesn't go to jail. It is illegal, and people are...
I don't know.
Listen to me for a minute.
Yeah.
These kids are being arrested and having to register as sex offenders for doing exactly what your son is doing. And it's true. You can check it out.
I don't think what my son did was...
She's right, Don, and this is what the thing. Your son sent over the internet or over the airwaves of whatever... He sent a video of his penis, basically, which is considered to be a sex crime, no matter what the age.
All right, and okay, but
and that's how it always
he has been. This is a very progressive thing to send a video to a girl. It used to be you'd just send her flowers, and I think there's an awful lot of misunderstanding going on. And this young man means, you know, if a guy sends you a video of his penis.
If he thinks that he's going to try to attract somebody by sending him a picture of his penis, he's sick, and you're raising a sick monster.
Ma'am, I'm asking you, with the modern day, why do they make iPhones with video cameras in them? Answer me that.
So that maybe people are not with their family can contact their family or their friends and, you know, be in touch with each other. It's not to send sexually the videos.
I think that we've put too much technology into the hands of these kids, and I don't think you can call them sex monsters.
All right. Very good point, Leslie. I thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go on to Jerry in Louisville, Kentucky. Jerry, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Mixa. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was just telling your screener there that if this guy would have showed up at my house after his son sent me this picture, that I would have been a horrible felony.
Sir, my son wouldn't have sent you the picture.
Yeah, well, I don't see much difference in your son sending some guy's daughter up. I mean, what would you do if somebody did that?
You're not a 13-year-old boy, sir, are you? If you're a 13-year-old boy, then I can certainly... This is a 13-year-old boy. Let's talk about what we're dealing with here. There's a 13-year-old boy and a girl, and he has all this technology that these companies give them, and they put it in their hands, and the kid says, hey, look, here's my penis. And this boy, as I said, he's 13, not 18. And so I said, look, let's take care of this. You want a boat ride? I took him out of my boat. They looked at the guys throwing the fish back and forth at Pike's Fish Market. What do you want?
Listen, you know, I don't blame your son for this. I blame you for it. And I'm just telling you, Jack.
Well, then why would you take it? Why would you take it out of my wife?
Well, no, I'm just listen. I'm just
show my
I'm
wife
just,
your.
Well, it's
you
just
show my wife your penis. It's going to be.
It's. I would hope that it would upset you.
Be,
and I'm telling you, if you'd have taken me out on the phone, I'd have thrown you overboard.
Well, I look. I on the
I
phone,
will,
you would like to
listen.
See,
I will.
Don't you want to see Pike's fish market because they throw the fish back and forth?
Phil Hendry.
Call them the fishmongers or something like that. I don't know what it's called. It's ridiculous.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. out on the East Coast, and the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about continues here. We have Don Mixa on the line with us, Mr. Professor Mixa, I should say, a professor of engineering at the University of Washington, joining us as we talk about cyberbullying, sexting, a major problem for school kids. Don, you have a son, a 13-year-old boy, who has been involved in this kind of thing. And you sound to me, and we're going to go to some phone calls, 877-876-PHIL. You sound to me like a father who has a son with no more serious a problem than, oh, I don't know, throwing rocks at some old farmhouse or something.
Oh, I know. No, Phil, I forgive me if I sound that way.
Well, you're saying, oh, well, you know, he sent his penis. He sent a video of his penis, you know.
Well, let's interrupt here for a second, okay? Because you said it, he sent his penis. My son didn't send his penis to anyone. What he did is he sent a video of himself with his pants off, skipping or jumping or skipping through the yard or something like that. And the young lady said, well, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I don't know what she said, but the father found it.
Did she give it to her dad?
See, that's the part I don't know. I don't think she did. I think her father found it, and he's the one that raised all the hell, and that's when I said, well. So I would say the following thing. You've got kids and parents that are the parents of kids that are so-called cyberbullies. What do you say to me when I say to a parent, you know, my son is simply engaged in the kind of dialoguing that's going to be happening in his life, and it goes on right now, where you're sending a text or you're sending a video to someone, and you're saying, you know, your pants are off, and you're saying, how the hell with you? You know, business is business.
Well, you tell me where in the real world, in the adult world, business is conducted where some guy sends a video from himself to somebody else with his pants off.
You know what, Mr. Hendry? Maybe you missed some of the news that we've been hearing, but it seems to me every week we've got some ridiculous, you know, something from Washington about someone with his pants off. I don't know.
I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard it. I certainly haven't heard how business is conducted that way. You know.
Well, I can tell you that business is conducted in some pretty aggressive ways, and I think to punish my son and call him a cyber bully when all he did was, you know, send a video of his pants coming off, I think is cruel. And I think, again, we're not giving him credit for using an iPhone as opposed to just taking his pants off in front of her, knocking on the door. You know. And
all right, so you think that, you know, you're saying two different things.
I don't think so.
I think you are. On the one hand, it's not bad. On the other hand, even if it is bad, at least he did it with an iPhone. That's high tech, and he didn't knock on the door and do it in front of her. 877-876-PHIL, as we talk with Don Mixa about cyberbullying. Russ in Springfield, Tennessee. Go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Mixa.
Sir, thank you for taking my phone call.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to make a comment about this professor. What an arrogant, ignorant, elitist moron. Sir, if your son had sent that to my 13-year-old daughter, it was funny you made comments about throwing rocks at barns because I'm driving through a beautiful country up here. But, sir, I would go out behind my house, cut down a hickory sapling, and whittle with my redneck whittling knife and make a beautiful piece of artwork that I would beat the devil out of your son. And if you would say, and if you said anything, I would cold cock you because obviously you think it's okay to bully, whether it's on a computer or an iPhone, or if you put a billboard up on the side of the interstate, or if you mass mail letters, or you walk around the street, it's the same thing, my friend. I'm going to tell you what. You made
sir,
a point to say you're progressive. Sir, please listen.
I would suggest, sir.
Sir,
well, you just threatened to beat me up. I think I have a right to respond
sir,
to that.
Please,
I would suggest.
As a conservative Christian, I'm going to pray for your soul. Thank you.
Well, I don't believe that for a minute. You know, that's another way of telling somebody to go to hell, saying that you're going to pray for them. But
I think the man's point is that he is very upset and angry with your attitude.
Well, he may be upset and angry with my attitude, Phil, but let me say this. The first thing is, my son did not physically lay a hand on anybody, but that man wanted to beat me up, and he wanted to beat my son up. And yet all my son did was send a not even his penis, it was a cyber penis, it was a cyber representation of his penis, all right? Now, I would ask your listeners, and I would ask every thinking, intelligent parent out there, what is worse, a cyber image of a penis, or someone being beaten half to death with wood fashioned into a stick of some kind, made in the South by a Southerner? I think you know what I'm saying there.
No, I don't. And you know what, Don? Your point is made. What's worse, sending a picture or being beaten up? And I would say to you that I think physical damage as well as psychological damage, we cannot begin to quantify what's worse in these situations, and I'm not even going to go there. I would say that the psychological damage done by certain things is every bit as scarring as physical scars can be. How's that for an answer?
I think it's a great averted the question entirely. I think it's very, very artful.
I didn't avert anything. I think I answered the question. And to say that, and what does this mean about in the South?
Well, he was talking about whittling something you could beat a man with. He doesn't like me talking. My son's sending a virtual penis, but he's talking about beating something, so that's it.
Well, all right. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Tony in Toronto. Go ahead, Tony. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
Been listening to this conversation you've been having for some time. I'm wondering where you found this
gentleman.
Yes,
sir. Well, Don, where did we find you?
Well, you found me at the University of Washington. Although I light bomb all over the place, you know, Seattle and the northwest Tacoma.
I think you're a bit of a hypocrite. Because you said at one stage that you're a liberal, and at another point in time you said
very,
that
very liberal.
You felt that
very
you had
liberal.
A better handle on morality because you earned more money than the parents of the girl that was involved. I don't see where money
well,
and
I think
you
can solve a
morality.
Problem. Well, let me ask you a question. If a man says to you, I don't like your son sending this picture, and you say to him, will money take care of it? And he says, yes. Are we to therefore refer to Tony because he's the one that's got the answer ultimately, or can these two men work it out themselves?
Well, I've got a better answer than you've got. But I think the way you're handling this whole thing, you're enabling a sociopath. I think you're raising a kid who's going to have more troubles in his life, and it won't be his fault. It'll all be yours. I really do.
Sir, I don't know. Business these days, as you well know, is conducted over cyberspace.
What is this got to do with business? This is not business. This is morality.
If you can't raise a child with these morals, then don't raise children.
Sir, why do you call this immoral when you know as well as I do that business is conducted in cyberspace using pictures of someone's rear end and everything, you know? And
you're Don, the way you're sounding, you think that business is conducted every day with porn. You know, that there's...
I dare say that it is.
Well, that every day guys are sending pictures of their penises to women in business.
I'm saying that the language of business is a harsh, aggressive language, and that the kids are learning it today using this kind of language with their iPhones. All right, so my son said to this girl, you remind me of something that... You know, you remind me of something they make bacon with. Okay. All right, enough said. Is that a bad thing or a good thing? I don't know. A better man than me can answer that.
If your son said something to a girl that she's a pig?
Yeah.
That's a bad thing.
Well, Mr. Andrew, I'm glad you feel comfortable enough to, you know, lord it over another human being that way. I'm a progressive. I'm a liberal. I don't do that. This gentleman seems to take exception to that. But I am a liberal. And what makes me a liberal? A man has the right to say to a woman she's a pig every bit as much as a woman should say that to a man. Would that? Would you agree, Tony? Is that his name, Tony?
Yeah, it's Tony.
An adult.
You'd agree with that, Tony?
An adult, yes. An adult would have that right. A 13-year-old child doesn't have that right. A 13-year-old child should be under the supervision of his parents. And if you're raising a child to be that way, that's bad for the child.
What if they're engaged in business?
What do you mean business? At 13?
Yes. I mean, I don't know. It could be any kind of business. It could be like a magazine subscriptions or something.
Oh, come on, will you?
The only time business and morality get together is when you're a prostitute. That's when business and morality come together.
All right. I think it's very interesting that you called a 13-year-old girl a whore. All right. Thank you very much.
He didn't. No, he did not say that.
I think he alluded to it.
No, he did not. Tony, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Your show is on in England? Or?
No, it's on in Canada. That gentleman obviously is British.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's because I heard you say Canada, but then I heard this guy. When I hear an English accent, the first thing, the English accent's the next best thing to having something to say. So
you're a liberal and a progressive, man, with a lot of put-downs here tonight. I'll tell you that, Don. 877-876-PHIL. Ron in San Jose. Go ahead, Ron.
Oh, hi. I think the reason why the sun acts like that is because the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. The son should be arrested for indecent exposure, and shame on the father for defending your son for doing a despicable act like that. I can understand why the son thinks the way he does when the father is defending actions like this.
Well, sir, I'm not. I don't want my son to be sending pictures of his penis to every female he meets.
You said that it was okay because it was electronic. That's the same as defending it.
I was saying that it was higher class. It was of a higher grade kind of action than if you were to just walk up to the door.
Nonsense.
Why do you say nonsense?
Shame on you.
Let me ask you
this. Sending an electronic representation to a girl, that's still despicable. And how dare you defend it?
If a man walks up to your front door where you're at work and your wife answers the door and he just opens his overcoat, that's crude and it's vile. If, however, the same guy sends an iPhone photograph, you know it's coming from someone that it can at least afford an iPhone. Right?
No.
You don't know that?
A bunch of nonsense. I reject that category.
It's not comparative. All I'm saying is you know that that man sent that. The penis that you're looking at.
Who has the twisted morality? It's wrong to send it electronic.
No, sir. I'm saying that the image, the cyber image that you're looking at came...
By definition, you're defending the son's... Oh, it's not so bad because it's electronic.
No.
Nonsense.
No, not electronic. I'm saying because he can afford an iPhone, and don't you think any girl would look at that and say, all right, points for that.
Points for what, man? She's getting a picture of this kid. This is a shocking picture to this girl. Oh, well, points for the guy because he sent it over an iPhone.
You know, both of you guys are either dishonest or you're not very bright. When the iPhone first came out, what did we hear? Everybody's in line for an iPhone. Anybody that had an iPhone. Now a guy's got an iPhone.
Something despicable, period.
Oh, both of you guys are hippies. You're such hippies.
It's wrong to send electronic.
The hypocrisy is enough to make me vomit.
They're both wrong. Don't give me the comparative morality stuff.
You know what? I don't think you know what comparative morality is saying that it's okay for me to do this and it's okay for you to do that. This is not comparative morality. It's simply saying my son did a bad thing, but is it as bad? No, because it's on an iPhone.
Yes, so what if it's on an iPhone?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
All right. Thank you very much. Good call there, Ron. Going to take a break here before I flip my lid. 877-876-PHIL. I don't understand, and I don't think that anybody else understands, and I never will understand how sending a girl, even if you're a 13-year-old boy, sending a girl an image of your privates over an iPhone is somehow to be lauded or praised. This is the father. This is Ron, Don Mixa, who we know. Don, he's a professor. He's an educated man. And he's, well, my son did do that, which is about as it's. And I agree with that gentleman that called from Toronto. I think it's, I hate to say this, but because the father's on the phone, very abnormal behavior. Very abnormal. And then he says, well, at least he did it via an iPhone, and a girl's going to see that. Points for that. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with our final round of phone calls for Don Mixa on cyberbullying and cyber texting, or sexting, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
No, I said, if it's a virtual-looking...
The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Epic fail.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Still to come on our show tonight, Senator Vitter threatens to sue radio stations for playing an ad that is critical of his life, you know, with mistresses of the night, you know, the Storyville, the hookers. So naturally, we're going to play the ad for you tonight. Our number 877-876-PHIL, we have with us Don Mixa from University of Washington on cyberbullying. We're going to get back to some phone calls, and Don, your point on the copy machine, just hold on for a second, okay, when we get to a phone call here. Here is Sherry. Hold on for a minute. We got Sherry here listening to us in Charleston, North Carolina on WZTK. Sherry, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Is that South Carolina? Are you in South Carolina or North Carolina?
I'm in South Carolina. You know, people
naturally, because that's where Charleston is. It's in South Carolina, not North Carolina. Thank
right.
you.
Listen here, this professor stupid you've got on here should be locked up for allowing.
Are you? Excuse me. Are you? You're talking to me. I take it she's talking to me. Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, Mr. Professor. How dare you be such an example for all of these young people crying for help? You're so
please.
Nonchalant.
No, Have you ever sat on a copy machine with your pants off? Haven't you ever seen anybody do
you
that?
ASS. I have never heard anybody, an adult, talking like this. I can't believe it, Mr. Professor Stupid. For God's sake, you're going to have to go to jail before your son goes to jail.
Excuse
if you were
me,
down
ma'am,
here,
but you have no idea what you're talking about. My
if
son.
If you were down here in Charleston, South Carolina, somebody would stuff your mouth with a rotten egg and a towel and light it on fire. We don't play that game down here.
I know. I've heard of some of the violence inflicted in the South in the past on people,
we
so you don't have to.
You're so cool.
You don't have to. We don't have to.
We all know where you were. Apparently,
well, I know where you live.
Okay. How dare you
screen
set this kind of example
I'm surprised.
For your son?
I'm surprised they even let you in the South.
And so is your son if you think it's cute. It's not cute.
You know, if they want a rotten egg, all they got to do is look in your icebox. But
well, Archie is the funniest person that ever hit the airwaves. You have no idea how nervous I am and upset.
I have my moments.
That somebody actually walks the streets with your attitude.
Ma'am, I asked you if you've ever worked in an office. You've sat on a copy machine with your panties on.
Wrong.
You know,
absolutely wrong. I have.
Well, now that's a lie.
You don't know
Wait,
me. You do
how do you
know
that's a lie?
Every office worker in America at one point or another.
Well, I don't know what kind of world you think you're living in, Mr. Stupid Professor. You are really off of your rocker. There's no doubt that you
well, then
have
why
no
don't you call
scruples.
Me Mr. Nutty? Then why don't you call me Mr. Nutty Professor, not Mr. Stupid Professor?
No, that's way too nice. You are very, very stupid man.
You
are
know,
very
you're
stupid.
Calling me names. And covering
you are
up
very
the fact
stupid.
That in your back
with
when you were
F.
working before you retired,
look,
you would
can
go
pay
back.
Everybody off you want to. You can go ahead and whip out that pocketbook, that wallet of yours, and you pay off everybody that will take your money because we'll all take your money. Just hand
all
it
right,
over.
Let me ask you a question. How much will it cost me to get you off the phone?
I'm not going to take your money on that one. That you lose.
How much will it cost me to get you to hang up?
Get a grip.
How much will it, How much will it cost me to get you to hang up?
Get a grip and take care of that son. You've got one chance to do it.
I tell you what.
I fear it's too late.
I tell you what, if you sit on that copy machine, I'll get a grip.
You know, you're doing a very good job, Sherry, with this guy's smart-ass comments. I want you to know. I heard you say you're nervous. You know,
yeah.
Mr. Henry, why would you take the side of a woman that has done nothing but assault me?
I mean, I've heard you saying you've dropped your panties. Why don't you act like a gentleman, all right?
Yeah. There's not a single listener on Mr. Henry's show that would agree with you. Not one. Not a single person would call in and say you're not a stupid person.
Ma'am, I said, how much money would it cost me to get you to hang up? Now, there are people that want to hear the answer to that.
You absolutely are just amazing.
You know, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No,
I have never in my life. Hey, look, somebody's going to
You refuse to answer the question, ma'am.
And you're going to stand back and you're going to watch your son go to jail.
What year in the 60s did you sit on a copy machine with your pants off? Now, people want the answer.
Get out of here.
What world are you living in? You are
I'm in a world
person.
Of hurt. I'm in a world of hurt.
You are a very sick person, and I don't know why they let you walk the streets of that campus.
Guys, shut up.